Joining us today for our program is Dr. Sarah Bridges to talk about the book that she has written called A Bad Reaction, about autism, and also her child here that has autism. And Sarah, thanks for taking some time to visit with me here today. And tell me a little bit about this, and give me a little rundown about the book, A Bad Reaction, and kind of what we'll be discussing here today.
Sure. First of all, thanks for having me. The book is something that I wrote to talk about my experience with my son, first of all, having a vaccine injury, which is the genesis of how he ended up with developmental delays and autism. And this is not something that's up for debate. He was injured when he was a four-month-old baby and went through the vaccine court, which is adjudicated in Washington, D.C., and a response by the CDC to the fact that occasionally vaccine injuries happen. And he won his case in the court and is a young adult now. And so I wrote the memoir just to hopefully help other parents navigate the system and get some support in this whole issue.
How did this all come about? I mean, from the start, to walk me through it and just what went on during this process for you.
In terms of when he was first injured?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was born as a healthy, typical four-month-old. He was my second child. I mean, born as a healthy baby. And when he was 4 months old, we went in for his well baby checkup. He had a number of vaccines on the same day, and we went home. And that night, we were awoken by a high-pitched scream, and he had a sky-high fever. It was about 106 and was unconscious. And we rushed him to the hospital, where he proceeded to have a two-hour seizure. And unbeknownst to us, this was the start of lifelong medical and psychological issues that he would have that resulted from a brain infection that he got from the pertussis vaccine. That's something even the doctor the night that we brought him in told us, that he had had a severe vaccine injury. So we learned from that doctor that there's a court in Washington, D.C. called the Vaccine Court, and it's actually paid for by all of our vaccines that we get. There's a little surcharge on them, and they do that so that the pharmaceutical companies are not liable in any way for negative outcomes from the vaccines. So this court exists. You file your case saying we've had a bad reaction, and it's supposed to take about 6 months. In reality, it's a lot more difficult than that. Our case took about 8 years, but he did eventually win it, and the government conceded that he was damaged by the vaccines and pay for all of his medical care.
So from that point on, is that something where vaccines obviously is not something that you do then in the future? Is it something where he reacts basically to all vaccines?
That is a really good question, and it's funny. At first, the standard thing that the doctor, any doctor, and Porter was seeing a neurologist because he had brain damage, said, you cannot have the pertussis shot again. None of your other children can have it either, because once there's a reaction, it's just dangerous to do that. Porter did subsequently get other vaccines, and he did react to other ones also. I think his immune system at that point was compromised enough that he couldn't really handle those. So his neurologist advised and told us not to vaccinate him any further.
I'm guessing with your book, too, that people have read and educated themselves about, and maybe even getting a chance to visit with you about it a little bit more, too. I'm guessing it's helped a lot of other families in instances like this, too. Are there any other stories that you've heard of where people have won cases because of situations like this?
I actually have. The funny thing is that when you go through the vaccine court, it's very hard to know who else is going through. There isn't an easily accessible way to figure out what other families may have won their cases. In reality, there's about 5,000 people that have, and only after the fact did I connect with some of the other families that had won their cases and learn, for instance, that Porter's story is really similar to many, many stories. Where people go through the court system with a strong event that happens and subsequent developmental delays and typically autism after, which is our story.
During this time as well, having to go through all of this and throughout your entire life as well, I'm guessing it's painful at times, and I'm sure there's a lot of different things that happen just physically and also mentally, too. It's probably more so the case, but how much of an effect does that have, especially on an entire family, to have to go through something like this?
It's really traumatic, and I don't say that lightly. I mean, I am a psychologist, and it's a very traumatic event. My marriage broke up under the stress of dealing with this, with just constant sleepless nights and a lot of behavioral issues when he was younger, and in and out of the hospital constantly. It's just enormous stress that's hard to articulate. And the other kids also really bear quite a burden with it. I talk about this in the book. Porter's older sister, Tyler, you know, went through all of this with him, going in and out of the hospital, all of the things that happened medically, and all of the limitations our family had because of having a severely affected child. So it's something that affects every single person related to that child.
In terms of other aspects of this, too, with autism, for people that maybe don't know, just kind of describe what autism is that people maybe have to see signs of or know that that's the case with either their child or someone else's child.
Sure. So autism is not a disease in the sense of heart disease. It's a collection of behavioral and social symptoms that kids have. So, for instance, you would probably notice it in terms of some social differences with a child, even when they're really little. The stereotypical autistic child has trouble connecting socially, might have eye contact issues. They often have really repetitive behaviors. My son does a lot of hand flapping, and they may do things like pouring water back and forth between cups, repeating words over and over. It's called perseveration. And often, you know, there's a whole spectrum of how cognitively affected they are. There's some kids with autism that are brilliant. You still can tell there's some pretty strong social differences, sometimes really can cause difficulties for them. And there are other kids like my son Porter who also have developmental delays. In the olden days would have been called mentally retarded, so really strongly affected. And in all those cases, you just see some of these differences.
With your book as well, A Bad Reaction, it's called, people can get a chance to have insight towards this and also your personal experience. But I'm guessing, too, this is something where people, maybe even if they're not affected by it, this is something you could read and kind of understand a little bit better what others go through in circumstances like this, whether it's autism or whether it's even other situations that you may not understand, but other people are going through it, and it's a very stressful time, and trying to see if there's some way you can help out in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, one of the things that's been really heartening with the book is people who have any kind of experience with illness or disability have responded that it really resonated with them. And I want to make clear, too, it's not all dour doom and gloom in the book. I mean, there's aspects that anyone who's dealt with any kind of illness or disability, you need to find also some humor in it, some grace in it. And that's the feedback I've gotten about the book. It definitely gives you a bird's eye view of what it's like with a child with disabilities. But it's not just for parents of kids with autism.
And you're very familiar with writing. It sounds like you've done a lot of different writings with children's books and also written for the Washington Post, Mothering, Realizing Leadership, and other magazines as well. So this is something that, did it kind of come natural for you to write this book, or was it something that took a little while to put together?
Oh, writing is something I've always loved to do, and I was really fortunate to be born the daughter of a writer. My father was a writer. I grew up being around that. So I always have been someone who wrote stories and articles and different things. Preceding this book, I wrote kids' books. And even at the time I was going through everything with Porter, I kept voluminous journals just knowing that at some point I would want to write about this, I wasn't ready to do it so close to the trauma. But, you know, when the time came, it really was a story that kind of told itself for me. It was easy to write. I think I had enough distance from the most painful parts of the story. And today the kids, including Porter, are doing really well. So from this standpoint, it was easier to write now.
And for people who want to get a copy of this book as well, whether it's fellow Minnesotans, because you're right down in Minneapolis. And
I am.
We're kind of neighbors. We're way, way, way farther away up north, but we're still in the same state, neighboring states as well, or anywhere throughout the nation. If people want to get a copy of your book, how can they do so?
They can do it by going to a website called A Bad Reaction, or simply going to Amazon and typing in A Bad Reaction. We also have a Facebook page. Would love to hear from anyone who reads it, or other parents in the same boat.
Sounds good. Sarah Bridges joining us here today on our Access Health program. Sarah, appreciate the information and the details, and hopefully people will get a chance to grasp your book and read into that and get some information about that as well and get in connection with you as well.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.